Salt Lake City is trying to put a stop to price gouging by taxicab drivers who are chauffeuring passengers away from Salt Lake International Airport. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Salt Lake City's contracts with existing cab companies like Yellow Cab and City Cab expired last fall, and some cabbies have reportedly taken advantage of the situation by inflating the cost of airport rides, charging sometimes double the normal rate. David Everett is Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker's chief of staff. He says the contracts require the companies to operate 24/7 and accommodate people with disabilities. He says there haven't been complaints about access.
There's less of a need there to have a contract, but certainly more of a need around the pricing and expectations and consistency around what it costs to actually take a ride.
Everett says the administration is looking into future contracts with cab companies and in the meantime working to set up a maximum rate for certain geographic zones.
I don't think enforcement will be a problem once it's established and clear to all transportation providers and people who are using them, you know, at the curb that that's the expectation.
Just as Salt Lake City's contracts with cab companies expired in the fall, the city council passed an ordinance to open up the airport to any transportation service. Airport officials announced last week they would limit the number of taxi cabs that can wait at the airport to 25. Whitney Evans, KUER News.